Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing drought across the Mid-America region, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, along with other federal lawmakers, say that they are working on new provisions for the Farm Bill of 2024, where they say they want to include investments in water programs to help address climate change fueling periods that are having more frequent, severe, and prolonged droughts in the region. KAG News reports that the introduction of the legislation came in conjunction with a bipartisan group of senators asking colleagues on the Senate Agricultural Committee to fight for aid in reflecting damages to crops and livestock production in Kansas, along with other states that were tied to disruptions with the dry periods in the area. In a statement, the senator said, quote, severe long-term drought is devastating these rural areas. These negative effects reverberate through the community, affecting not just the individual producers, but the broader local economy and the entire food system. Senators from Kansas, Colorado, and Nebraska have all signed on onto the measure. Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for my friends at Lone Star Transfer. If booking your timeshare was difficult in the past, you know it's recently been almost impossible. I have had the pleasure of helping thousands legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Now, Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing. Call my good friends for a free, no-obligation consultation. 833-594-0075. They're online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The company of Boeing has announced that they are telling their employees all over the country and even here in the Wichita area that they plan to increase quality inspections of their production of the 737 MAX 9 aircraft following the failure of the emergency exit door panel that happened on the Alaska Airlines flight just a week ago. KAG News reports that the inspections and investigation comes after the federal regulators grounded the 737 MAX and said that after the Alaska Airlines flight and customer complaints, it's, quote, clear that we are not where we need to be on quality assurance and controls. According to the CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, in an email to employees across the nation, they say, quote, our team is also taking a hard look at our quality practices in our factories and across our production system. The Federal Aviation Administration also announced their investigation on whether the manufacturer failed to make sure that the fuselage panel that blew off was safe and manufactured to meet the design that regulators had approved. They say the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the extreme cold temperatures are slowly starting to let up across the Mid-America region and the state of Nebraska, but not after a state of emergency was declared over the weekend. Multiple accidents were reported with closures of highways and even barns that collapsed in the rural parts of the community. As according to KGWN in Scottsbluff, they say that the weather caused havoc in northeastern portions of the state, even to the point where a cattle barn located in Crofton, Nebraska, collapsed over the heads of near 169 cattle. According to the report, the farmers on hand, Janine Lang and her husband, caused the collapse of the barn, and the investigation is still ongoing, but it was believed that the snow and extreme cold temperatures did affect the structure of the barn. So far, there is no reports on the number of cattle that were injured during the incident. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Winter weather again rearing its head this week as late afternoon games Monday in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament at Onega were suspended. Those and the Tuesday games will be moved to Wednesday with schedule adjustments Thursday and Friday. Area schools all closed again Tuesday on account of cold winter weather. Marysville boys tip off in the Thunder Classic at Seneca Tuesday evening, postponed a day until Wednesday. Tip off at 6 p.m. with Jackson Heights. The Diller O'Dell and Southern basketball games Tuesday also postponed. Bingo Tuesday evening at the Marysville American Legion canceled. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was again routine business. Keith Bramhall voted chairman for this year. Washington County Commissioners elected Raleigh Ordine chair and Scott Zabotrisky vice chair for this year. 5% raise on the base rate for county employees was confirmed as previously approved. Rates at the county landfill were raised from $50 to $60 to offset increases in hauling costs to the regional transfer station. Last year's cost, $54 per ton, was expected to rise to $56 this year. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet Tuesday afternoon with their next regular scheduled meeting Monday, January 22nd. Each County Board of Supervisors elected Eric Thiemann chair and Emily Haxby vice chair. The board approved a $23,000 county grant through the Visitor Improvement Fund, financed by the lodging tax, for the Barnston Community Center to use toward updating restrooms at the community center, which is housed at the former Barnston School gym. Three road grant outreach meetings remain, with an online session Tuesday evening, 6:30 p.m., and again January 25th at 6:30. A final in-person meeting is planned February 8th at the Legion in Beatrice. These are for gathering public input for several Gage County bridge projects, including Blue Springs, the bus bridges, as well as Claytonia and DeWitt bridges and the Hickory and Claytonia DeWitt roads. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will feature a program on social media marketing Tuesday evening, 5:30 at the Marysville Public Library with Jordan Romerman, marketing manager for Kansas Tourism. The event is free and open to the public. Content creation, analytics, and emerging trends are among topics to be covered. Public power districts proactively asking customers conserve energy the next several days to keep systems operating. At this time, regional transmission organization, the Southwest Power Pool, has not called upon member utilities in 14 states to curtail energy usage. Several easy steps benefit customers and your neighbors. Lower your thermostat 2 to 4 degrees below normal temperatures. Avoid using appliances like washers, dryers, or a dishwasher, especially during peak usage times, 7 to 9 a.m. and 4 until 7 p.m. And prepare for the potential of power outages related to continued cold weather for the next several days by ensuring supplies are handy. All of the area school districts are closed today on account of the cold winter weather. Diller O'Dell, Southern and Lewiston, Washington County, Haxtell, Barnes, Hanover and Lynn. No school at Marysville, Frankfort, Centralia, or Valley Heights. Twin Valley League and Thunder Classic basketball games today postponed till Wednesday. Marshall County, Agency on Aging, Nutrition Science, Meals on Wheels, and Public Transportation closed this Tuesday.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Richard L. Dick Tegetoff, age 73 of Beatty, passed away January 11th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dick Tegetoff. Jaron L. J. Horman, age 44 of Odell, passed away January 7th. Funeral service was postponed Saturday and will be held Wednesday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Jay Horman. Hella F. Holdrich, age 66, of Barnes, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Fancy Creek Zion Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery, west of Barnes. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Hella Holdrich. Shirley L. Jensen, age 89, of Waterville, passed away January 11th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Jensen.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill warning is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper teens. Wind chill values around 30 below. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows just above zero. Mostly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. And partly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. There will be a chance for some snow showers throughout Thursday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 20s, north winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then a slight chance for some snow into Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows just around zero, northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear and breezy into Friday with our highs just above zero and in the lower teens, northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. Warmer into Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper teens, and mostly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows just above zero. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 68, the average low 18, and this morning we were 2 degrees shy of the record low minus 11. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening at 5:29. Near record-setting low at minus 9 degrees with calm winds at present. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 16th of January. Again, all the area schools are closed today. No Meals on Wheels. Nutrition sites in Marshall County and public transportation are closed. Marshall County Commissioners meeting this morning will begin an hour later than scheduled at 9:30, and all appointments moved back an hour for that. It's 717.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. From a 10-1 start to the season to 1-6 down the stretch to out of the playoffs, the Philadelphia Eagles eliminated from the playoffs by the Buccaneers in Tampa, and it wasn't even close.
Mayfield throws a ball to the right side, caught ball, and a broken tackle by Moore to the 40, to the 35, 30. David, it's Craig Palmer. Palmer to the 5, touchdown Tampa Bay.
Gene Deckerhoff with the call on WXTB. That 56-yard third quarter strike from Baker Mayfield to Trey Palmer made it 25-9. The Bucs would tack on seven more en route to a 32-9 plucking of the Birds. Mayfield post-game on ABC.
We fought so hard to get to this point, to get a chance to be in the playoffs, and I'm so proud of this team tonight. The way we came out and started fast.
The Bucs will head to Detroit. Earlier, Buffalo was cold, but the Bills came out hot.
Blitz coming. Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. To the 40, to the 35, 30. Breaks away. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown,
WGR. Buffalo would cruise to a 31-17 victory over the Steelers. They'll host Kansas City next weekend. On the ice, the Wild blanked the Islanders 5-0. With the shutout, Minnesota goalie Marc-Andre Fleury earned his 552nd career win, moving into number two all-time. He surpassed four-time Stanley Cup winner Patrick Waugh, but still is more than 100 wins behind Devils legend Martin Brodeur. NBA, the return of Draymond Green to the Warriors lineup did not help Golden State. They fell to Memphis 116-107. In Brooklyn, Jimmy Butler returned from injury for the visiting Heat, scoring 31 in Miami's 98-95 win over the Nets. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
College Hoops Tuesday evening, Kansas State pregame at 6, Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30, live on KNDY.
Tuesday morning, I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Tuesday morning, and at this time, we'll have the latest Stechline report. And with that, here's Larry Stechline. Good morning, Larry.
A couple of Mexican rail crossings are closed because of what's happening between the United States and the Mexican border. And what problem that is causing for agriculture. It's Eagle Pass and El Paso corridors, both of them closed. And so a coalition of nearly 50 ag groups are turning up the heat on the Biden administration regarding the closures because it's costing every day big time dollars. Every day they say the border is closed. U.S. farmers are losing millions of dollars due to Mexico being the top customers of many of our ag products. I've talked about this before. They're buying a lot of our stuff. 64%, 15.6 million metric tons of grain and oilseed exports alone moved to Mexico. Nearly a third of all that goes through the corridors of Eagle Pass and El Paso. Mexico's our number one and number two market for virtually every type of grain, friends. Listen to this. Chief economist for the National Grain and Feed Association tells us, for corn, by far and away, the largest market. For soybeans, number two, only behind China. Number one for that hard red winter wheat that I like to see growing out there right now. So something needs to be done here, folks. Sometimes it's somewhere between 3.5 and 4 million tons a year heading towards Mexico. Number one customer in bushels. The coalition says time is running out. Mexican livestock and poultry producers could run out of feed too as early as the next weekend or two. They'll shift to other suppliers, buy stuff from other people. This will hurt our basis, no doubt about that. So be aware of that when you head to your co-op or wherever you sell your grain. In any event, folks, it's one thing after another, isn't it? Let's hope that settles down a little bit in the year 2024. Thanks for being with me.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas experienced a large variety of weather conditions in 2023, like it does many years. K-State Assistant State Climatologist Matt Siddle recaps a few of the key events that took place in the state. He begins by reviewing the drought and says when in the year it was extremely bad.
The big story in terms of weather for the year was the drought. And March through May was when things were really bad. especially in central and eastern Kansas. Four of our nine climate divisions in the state ranked in the top 10 driest meteorological springs, and that's the three-month period between March, or really March, April, and May. So four divisions out of nine in the state, top 10 driest. We had three counties in the state that had their driest spring, meteorological spring on record. Those are Harvey, Greenwood, and Butler counties, which all happen to be adjacent to one another down in south central Kansas. Now, when I say driest ever, that's driest on record. It's a 129-year period of record that began in 1895. So driest 129 years, that's a big deal.
Kansas had two major heat waves this year, and Siddle says how they rank for all time.
There were two heat waves that were brutal. July, there was late July, the dates were July 24th through August 3rd, and then again from the 19th through the 25th, and that second heat wave was the worst of the two. We had seven consecutive days in that the average temperature, average high temperature across the state was over 100 degrees. And the first day of that is kind of unusual. The first day of that heat wave was the worst day. That was August the 19th when Manhattan at the airport hit 115 degrees. That ended up being the hottest temperature in the nation on that day. And it was the warmest temperature in over a decade recorded anywhere in the state of Kansas.
At the end of the year, parts of the state got large amounts of rain.
We certainly did. The event that just happened, the 13th through the 15th, huge amounts of moisture in southwest Kansas. There were, the highest report for that storm was over 3.5 inches down in Meade County, which is down in southwest Kansas. There was a location in Ford County that had more precipitation in the 24-hour period from 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. on the 14th into the 15th. It was the largest single-day rain event ever in the month of December at that location, over a century of data. So we're talking just an incredibly unusual event.
That was K-State Assistant State Climatologist Matt Siddle with information about the weather in Kansas last year. Keep up to date on the weather at www.mezzanet.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News, Wall Street now. After the long holiday weekend, stock markets head into their first trading session of the week, poised to drop at the opening bell. Overnight futures were lower after some central bank officials from around the world pushed back on the idea of interest rate cuts anytime soon. Investors will be watching carefully today when Goldman Sachs reports its fourth quarter earnings. Wall Street expects earnings of $3.51 a share on revenue of about $10.8 billion from Goldman Sachs. Despite intense lobbying from the tobacco industry, the World Health Organization reports that smoking has tumbled in the last two decades. The WHO says one in five people, about 1.25 billion worldwide, use tobacco. The figure in 2000 was one in three. And furniture giant IKEA is pushing ahead with plans to cut prices this year despite shipping disruptions in the Red Sea. The company that owns most of the IKEA stores worldwide says it's willing to operate this year on, quote, thinner profits. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Are we becoming an attention deficit society? New research is seeing some red flags, and we will share those today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 16th, the 16th day of the year. Dancer and actress Debbie Allen celebrates a birthday, and prohibition became the law of the land on this day in 1920. What is the instant information age done for our attention spans? New research shows that people who work online have their attention diverted about every 45 seconds. 10 years ago, that figure was about 3 minutes. But it's not just interruptions from texts, emails, or phone calls. Self-interruption is almost as common. It seems that once we get accustomed to distractions, they become self-perpetuating. The researchers warn that many of us are losing our ability for reflection, restraint, and concentration that are critical for any worthwhile achievement. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can sign up for our free newsletter online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, and we've dropped to 10 below zero. The record low is 11 below zero, so we're right in that range. Winds are light at present. Any winds would add to a wind chill factor, and that's going to be dangerously cold temperatures. Out of the icebox, or at least we start to head that way with middle teens today, highs in the 20s yet Wednesday, but then dropping back, and we fall well below zero again Friday night into Saturday. Just can't break it. Weather-related cancellations and postponements. Of course, all the area schools have canceled classes for today, including Diller Odell, Southern, Lewiston, Washington County, Axtell, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn is closed. Marysville, Frankfort, Centralia, Valley Heights, all closed today. The Twin Valley League basketball games today are postponed till Wednesday, as well as the Marysville High game at the Thunder Classic in Seneca. Marshall County Agency on Aging, Nutrition Sites, Meals on Wheels, and Public Transportation are closed today. Marshall County Commissioners meeting an hour late, 9:30 start. Appointments moved back an hour today. American Legion Bingo in Marysville canceled this evening.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back in action tonight as the number 3 Kansas Jayhawks are on the road down in Oklahoma taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That tip-off coming up tonight at 8 p.m. They're coming off their victory over the number 15 Oklahoma Sooners on Saturday with a strong victory 78-66. However, the Jayhawks over the past week have dropped a slot on the national rankings after losing to UCF on Wednesday last week with a 65-60 loss. Kansas right now is ranked number 3 in the Big 12 Conference at 14-2 for their overall record, sitting 2-1 for conference play. They're sitting right behind the two teams tied at first at 3-0 in conference with Texas Tech and Baylor. After the game against the Cowboys, the Jayhawks stay on the road, heading out to West Virginia for their Saturday tip at 3 p.m. to take on the Mountaineers before coming back home on Monday next week. The Oklahoma State Cowboys are at the bottom of the Big 12 Conference, sitting 8-8 overall with conference play at 0-3.
3 of 4 first-round play-in games in the Twin Valley League basketball tournament at Onega were completed Monday before another round of snow forced postponement of the final games until Wednesday. In the girls' division, Axtell took Washington County 44-22. Hanover tripped Onega 55-39, and Lynn beat Troy 52-48. On the boys' side, Frankfort edged Blue Valley 58-57. Troy took Onega 54-29, and Valley Heights won over Lynn 50-45. Brackets were revised and resume Wednesday. Girls' action at 3:15, Donofa West meets Blue Valley. At 4:45, Washington County. Boys will face Donofa West. Girls' action at 6:15, Clifton Clyde versus Axtell, and Frankfort meets Hanover. Boys' action at 7:45 Wednesday, Clifton Clyde meets Frankfort, and Axtell takes on Troy. Games continue Thursday on a revised schedule with the semifinals Friday and the championship Saturday at Onega. First round action in the Thunder Classic at Seneca in the Nemaha Central High School Tournament will resume Wednesday. Marysville meets Jackson Heights Wednesday evening at 6. Diller Odell and Southern games Tuesday will be postponed. No school Tuesday. College hoops Tuesday evening. Kansas State pregame at 6. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30. Live on KNDY.
K-State fans, the Sunflower Showdown is almost here. Your nationally ranked Wildcat women's basketball team hosts in-state rival KU at 1 p.m. this Saturday in Bramlage. Tickets to this weekend's game start at only $10 when you order in advance. Wear purple in Bramlage this Saturday and order your $10 tickets now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
KNDY.
see that picture in my head. I still believe the words we said forever will ring true. Love is certain, love is kind, love is yours and love is mine. But it isn't something that we find, it's something that we do. It's holding tight, letting go, it's flying high and laying low. Let your strongest feeling show, and your weakness too. It's a little and a lot to ask, an endless and a welcome task. Love isn't something that we have, it's something that we do. It gives me heart remembering how we started with a simple vow. There's so much to look back on now, still it feels brand new. We're on a road that has no end, and each day we begin again. Love's not just something that we're in.